This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Pennsylvania's primary is Tuesday, you know. It's become hugely important, at least for the Democrats. Do you remember that hugely important primary earlier on another Tuesday, the one that was going to settle everything? Super Tuesday? Tsunami Tuesday? This back in February? 24 states held their primaries, including the real biggies, New York and California.
California actually moved its primary from June to February to be more relevant. Ironically, that move has made California pretty irrelevant, says Sacramento Bee columnist Peter Schrag.
It's clear that obviously in the Democratic side, things are still unsettled. But you could imagine if California had not had its primary back in February, how much focus there would now be on California.
Right. And Pennsylvania is sort of exulting in its good fortune. If California had kept its June primary, do you think the outcome would have been different? Because when they voted back in February, it was 52% Clinton to 43% Obama.
That's right. Which obviously didn't settle anything with respect to the Clinton-Obama race. And if California had still been in play at this point and it had had it, you can imagine how much focus there would have been in California, because California would have been far and away the only large state left in this election cycle. And if we'd had that, of course, there would have been a huge turnout, and not only, of course, for the presidential races, but also for a whole lot of other things.
So you're saying that other issues would have gotten more attention had this primary not
been
moved.
I mean, it would have been obviously a much bigger turnout if this had been, I mean, it's hard to know what would have happened on the Republican side. It probably would have been over as it is. But certainly on the Democratic side, as we know, it's not over. And there would have been, and also, of course, we would have saved ourselves the confusion. I mean, I can't imagine how many people listening at this moment are aware that they're going to be going back to the polls, or that they're supposed to be going back to the polls in 7 weeks or so to vote on things that they really don't care that much about.
Also, do you think that other issues would be talked about if California hadn't moved its primary up?
Yes.
Issues such as immigration?
Californians would have had an opportunity to address their own concerns, their own California concerns, which of course include immigration, but they also include a whole lot of other things, federal energy policy that California has its own take on, able to debate and address those issues to the candidates.
So do you think that California leaders will now say, let's go back to June for the next time?
I don't know. California leaders tend on things like this tend to be very unpredictable. I have no idea. But obviously when California changed its primary date, moved it up to February. At the same time, well, a lot of other states did the same thing. So we were actually part of a crowd of almost two dozen states that had either primaries or caucuses on that date. And we got lost again. As you know, and we've complained for years that we get lost because we're at the end of the or near the end of the parade. This time we got lost because we were right in the middle of the parade.
Can't win for losing.
That's right.
Peter Schrag, political columnist for the Sacramento Bee. Thank you.
Thank you.